This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day in the sense of being consequential, of being important, of being meaningful, of being historic, because the Iowa caucuses are tonight. This the anniversary of the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King. The King holiday doesn't always fall on his actual birthday. Today it does. He was born on January 15th, 1929. And while we honor him, and we honor him as somebody who gave America a great deal of hope and inspiration, there's not so much hope and inspiration coming from Iowa. There, in fact, is a front page of the New York Times, a piece that says, "Grim feelings saturate Iowa ahead of vote, bipartisan dread of a nation in turmoil." And what that is about is something that I think Jonathan Allen is perfectly situated to comment on. He is the senior national politics reporter for NBC News. He is the author of the best-selling book about the first successful Biden campaign. It was actually Biden's third campaign for the presidency in 2020. He's in Des Moines right now. Jonathan, aren't you supposed to say cold enough for you?
It is very cold here, Michael. It's been sub-zero for a couple of days, and for folks who haven't experienced that, I cannot explain how cold that is.
Okay, the idea that there are grim feelings going on, and what Lisa Lehrer is writing about in the New York Times is how very often people are exuberant. They're ebullient about finally the caucuses are here and you're all going to come out and you're going to be sitting in somebody's living room and you're going to be debating and advancing the cause of your favorite candidate. Here, apparently, what a lot of people are talking about is this being a prelude to civil war and to dangers to our democracy. Have you come across some of those negative feelings in your travels in Iowa?
Yeah, I would put it a little differently, and partially because I don't have any intention of fanning the flames of a theoretical civil war. I think what I've come across a lot is there are a lot of people who are very disaffected in terms of the political process, who don't believe that the institutions of government and civil society have been serving them well. And I think it's been well chronicled the last 20 or so years. Between the two wars and the financial crisis of 2008 and the pandemic, it's been a roughly generation. That has given the public a lot of pause about, the current leadership of the country. Whether you're talking about the president over the last number of years or Congress over the last number of years, and that feeling is certainly persisting.
And what about the idea, last time that we had a contested Iowa caucuses, it was 2020, when caucuses were contested between Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side. And the whole thing was blown up as a disaster, which helped to convince American people that there's something wrong with our electoral process. Have you seen people who are concerned about, especially with all the inclement weather, some other kind of malfunction that would delay the results of these caucuses tonight?
Yeah, in some ways, I think the weather may actually preclude or at least dampen arguments about rigging the process, because it's quite evident why people would not show up to the caucuses today. And of course, the Republicans have a much simpler caucus system than the Democrats. The Democrats have you know, what people have become familiar with watching over the years of voters coming together and, you know, standing in different corners to show which candidates they want and then reorganizing. The Republicans show up at their caucus event, surrogates for each of the candidates give little speeches, and then everyone votes by secret ballot. So it's a much more sort of straightforward, traditional, like I said, secret ballot process. I don't think there's going to be any doubt as to why turnout is down if it is down, because not only is it very cold, but even in the cities, even in Des Moines, a lot of the roads are still, you know, basically blocks of ice.
Is it your guess that the conventional wisdom is correct? Is it the only real fight is a fight for second place between Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley?
Yes. It would be a shock if Donald Trump did not win these caucuses. And when I say a shock, I mean that it would be as if my Washington Nationals had risen from last place last year to win the World Series.
Yes, that would have been that kind of shock. But if Trump, I know people have used the figure of 50%. Can Nikki Haley go on as a credible candidate if she does finish third and not second? Can Ron DeSantis go on if he finishes third and not second? Next we have New Hampshire 8 days from now.
Yeah, I think that finishing second or third matters more for DeSantis than it does for Haley. That is to say, Nikki Haley will move on to New Hampshire, where she is running a clear second to Donald Trump. Whether she finishes second or third here, she will probably not finish a distant third. Until the most recent polls have come out, it looked like she was going to finish third, and of course, the most recent polls have had her second place here by a few points. But with DeSantis, the problem for him if he finishes third is twofold. One, it means Haley basically came from behind to get that second position here in Iowa. And also, the map turns to New Hampshire, where Haley is in second place. And I haven't seen the latest polling, but before Chris Christie dropped out, he was in third place there. So DeSantis was running, you know, very distant in New Hampshire. It is unlikely he will win a Nevada caucus that will be likely dominated by Donald Trump. And then, the other early primary state is South Carolina, which is Nikki Haley's home state. And it's not that she's expected to win there, but, finding room to, between her and Trump will be difficult for DeSantis.
Okay, what comes next, it seems to me, would be somebody to really create some excitement around his or her campaign. Would I be correct in just on the ground it seeming that President Trump was the candidate out there of all candidates on both parties who does seem to have the most motivated, excited, thrilled supporters?
Yeah, there's absolutely no question about it. I mean, you know, whether you look at polling or you talk to voters, the Trump voters are energetic, they're enthusiastic, they are looking for him to return to the White House. The DeSantis voters here in Iowa are also pretty enthusiastic. His base, his voting share has diminished over time, but the ones who are still with him are pretty rock-ribbed. Haley has an issue that is evident in the polling, even though she came in second in the latest NBC poll, which was released on Saturday. It was Trump 48, Haley 20, and DeSantis 16. One of the things that the poll revealed was that 43% of her voters plan to vote for Joe Biden in the general election. So, and the highest level of enthusiasm for her, the people who said they were most enthusiastic about her, that was 9% of her voters compared to 21% in December. So she has an enthusiasm problem and a problem in closed Republican primaries that don't include Democrats and independents.
Jonathan Allen of NBC, always great to keep up with you. Stay warm, and we'll stay focused on some of the issues around the world.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Michael Medved Show, there is a general sense from people who are out there in Iowa waiting for the caucuses to play out, which they will tonight. And again, less chance for malfunction, apparently, with the Republican caucuses, which have a simpler agenda to them than the Democratic caucuses did 4 years ago. But Will there be clarity on the presidential race after the Iowa caucuses? Almost certainly not. There is a, as the New York Times reports, grim feelings saturate Iowa ahead of Monday's vote. And some of those grim feelings have to do with the general collapse of any confidence in our system of voting, in our university system, in our healthcare system, in what public health officials tell us, even about very serious pandemics, and all of that, right next to that idea that grim feelings saturate Iowa, there's another cause for grim feelings on the same page in the New York Times, in a report by Kayla Guo and Julian E. Barnes. And it begins with the heading, "After briefing, UFOs stay a mystery to lawmakers." In other words, Congress is letting little trivialities like the government closing down, letting that go for a while. They probably will do a stopgap. There appears to be an agreement between Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer over on the Senate side, and then between Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, and Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader of the House. He doesn't so much agree with members of the Freedom Caucus. But, okay, we may get that solved, but what we won't solve is the question of alien bodies allegedly hidden by the United States government. Now, these are not illegal aliens. Well, I guess they are. These are aliens from outer space. And suspected Pentagon cover-ups of secret spending programs, retaliation against any official who dares speak out. Perhaps no congressional briefing offers up more titillating claims or does less to illuminate them than the one about UFOs. On Friday, just before this weekend, members of Congress entered into such a session with burning questions, only to receive hedged answers that they said did little to demystify what the government knows about extraterrestrial beings. The closed-door briefing with Thomas A. Monheim, the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community, was supposed to help members of the House Oversight Committee understand if there was any credibility to the bombshell claims made by a high-profile whistleblower back in July. But what, if anything, was actually said was far from clear. It didn't help that the whole session was confidential. So the lawmakers were barred by law from relaying what they had heard. Not exactly a formula for combating the raft of conspiracy theories that has sprung up around UFOs, fueled by government reports documenting unexplained incidents with what it calls unidentified anomalous phenomena and the recent whistleblower account. In July, that whistleblower, David Grush, a former intelligence official, testified that the U.S. government was holding non-human bodies taken from UFO crash sites, testified that the military is misusing funds to cover up a UAP crash retrieval and reverse engineering program, and that people had been injured in efforts to conceal these operations. He also alleged retaliation from his superiors for previously making similar claims. The Pentagon has denied the allegations. On Friday, some lawmakers saw tantalizing hints in Mr. Monheim's presentation that there might have been something to Mr. Grush's claims, and while the rules of a classified briefing barred them from actually repeating what they had learned, they suggested the Inspector General had found some of the claims credible. Which ones? No one was allowed to say. Now, this goes together with what people are feeling in Iowa. They're doing man-on-the-street interviews. And they had one of the men on the street, people in Des Moines, getting ready for the Iowa caucuses, told his interlocutor that, yes, America does need a dictator. Listen, this is clip 20.
Donald Trump said on his first day he's going to be a dictator for a day.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Would you rather have Donald Trump as a dictator for 4 years or re-elect Joe Biden for 4 years?
I would rather have Donald Trump. I'd like to see the repeal of the Roosevelt law so that he can be a president for a lot more than 4 years. But we, this country, needs a dictator. I hate to say that, but it's the truth.
And then another individual who believes that we need to replace the fake president, Joe Biden. Listen.
Joe Biden has been dead since 2019. James Woods, the actor, is playing Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe Poopy Pants. But the president is trying to get us back down with our economy because...
So he is the president.
Yes, he never conceded. He is very much the president of the Republic. Biden has been doing all his White House pictures out there in California at Black Rock Studio with the fake green screen.
Right. And so...
He doesn't even live in the White House. Nobody lives in White House.
Oh, so he's in California?
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, given the kind of weather you sometimes get on the East Coast or the Midwest, the idea that people are so incredibly negative about every institutions that used to be widely, if not universally, respected, like the Supreme Court, like the FBI, like the Justice Department. I mean, once we move on from Iowa and head toward New Hampshire, what's going to be happening with all of the impeachment discussion? Because now there's a new name on the impeachment list. They are investigating the possibility of trying to impeach not just President Biden, but also Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. That's a busy agenda for folks on Capitol Hill. What about the agenda for the political decision that begins getting made tonight? We will get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Wake up, people!
The Michael Medved Show.
Snap out of it!
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
News update. Frigid conditions across the United States this Sunday in Kansas City, Missouri at the playoff game. Patrick Mahomes' helmet shatters in the freeze during the game. His backup helmet also frozen. The weather was way too much for the Miami Dolphins, Kansas City winning the game 26-7. Now, despite all this unbelievably cold weather, Republican presidential hopefuls on the campaign trail in Iowa ahead of the caucuses tomorrow night. Sound from former President Trump Trump, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis.
It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure it out.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
I was shocked at how many people were willing to come, given how much snow is on the ground, but I'm going to use every minute I can to be able to win votes.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Listened to about 15 minutes of this garbage that you were spewing out today, so I thought I'd call it
the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there was a statement by Ron DeSantis, and he has been campaigning for the last couple of days in Iowa together with two of his former colleagues in the House of Representatives, because before he was governor of Florida, he was a member of the House for a couple of terms. DeSantis was flanked by Chip Roy of Texas and Thomas Massie of Kentucky, who were among the five members of the House who have endorsed DeSantis. There are about 20 members, I believe, so far, and added to them, Senator Mike Lee endorsed President Trump just in the last few days. Senator Rubio endorsed President Trump in just the last few days. DeSantis was flanked by Chip Roy and Thomas Massie campaigning in Iowa, and he actually spoke about the harsh words that have passed now between Vivek Ramaswamy and Donald Trump. Trump sent out two different Truth Social condemnations of Ramaswamy because Ramaswamy was wearing and giving out T-shirts that said, vote for Vivek, save Trump. And in other words, that Trump was incapable of saving himself and winning on his own. Trump didn't like that at all. And this is what DeSantis had to say about that dust-up and the recent declaration on Truth Social by Donald Trump that Vivek is not MAGA. He just isn't. Trump is MAGA. Here is what DeSantis had to say, clip 9.
You know, I noticed that they that he threw he threw him under the bus. You know, it's like I've never seen a candidate run for an office and basically campaign for another candidate in the same race before, and that's what's happened. But the minute he wasn't useful, you know, they dropped the hammer on it. So that's just kind of the way they are. But look, we're going to go forward as a party. We can go forward in a way that's focused on people's issues, that's focused on a great agenda for America, or we can go forward with Trump, which will be focused, the 2024 election, on legal issues, on criminal trials, on convictions.
And now, again, there is no question that Ron DeSantis, and we saw this in the debate last Wednesday night, that Ron DeSantis was more harsh than he has been before in some of the differences between himself and Trump. And what part of this, it seems to me, indicates is that it's really not to Nikki Haley's advantage for Ron DeSantis to drop out even if he comes in third tonight in Iowa. She certainly wants Ron DeSantis to stay in at least till New Hampshire and through New Hampshire, where he won't do as well as she does in New Hampshire. But why is he still important? Here's Ron DeSantis commenting to MSNBC about how he means to stay in this presidential race regardless of where he finishes in the Iowa caucuses. Clip 16.
You are not dropping out of this race tonight or tomorrow, no matter what.
We're going on. We've been built for the long haul. It's all about the accumulation of delegates.
Even if you come in third place tonight, there's no chance your campaign is dropping out. Is that what you're saying? There's no chance.
We're in it for the long haul. We're going to do well. I know the media likes to do the speculation. I'm excited.
Just asking a question.
I'm excited for the votes to come in because that'll be the first real data point.
Okay, and we will see about that. The polling all shows him running close to Nikki Haley, but behind. Now, why is that important for Nikki Haley that he stays in the race? Because in New Hampshire, where it looks like, according to all the polls, an exceedingly close race within 7 percentage points between Donald Trump, who's still running ahead, and Nikki Haley, who has been gaining steadily in New Hampshire and campaigning heavily there and investing a lot of money there. Ron DeSantis not doing at all well in New Hampshire in single digits. He's behind Chris Christie, or he was. Now, of course, people are assuming that if it comes down to a choice between Nikki Haley and Donald Trump, on the Republican side in New Hampshire, that those people who were for Chris Christie are not going to go for Donald Trump. They are much more likely to go for Nikki Haley. And by the same token, especially watching the bitter sniping back and forth and bickering back and forth between Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. Yeah, go to DeSantisLies.com, she said 14 times. With all of that going on, I don't think it's very likely that if DeSantis drops out, that Nikki Haley is going to pick up most of his votes, which could be 5%, could be 8%. In any event, those votes are much more likely to go to Trump. And in what could be a close race that really determines the shape of the whole campaign, I think it could be decisive. So she wants, it seems to me, she wants DeSantis to stay in the race at least through New Hampshire, because he's not taking votes away from her as much as he is taking votes, very likely, away from Donald Trump. Nikki Haley also got her endorsement, an endorsement that is not surprising because it's someone who's been very critical of President Trump. Larry Hogan, the two-term governor of Maryland, he was term-limited, otherwise he would probably be governor again instead of it being taken over by a rising Democrat. Larry Hogan was on CNN with Jake Tapper. and he wanted to get his endorsement for Nikki Haley before the caucuses tonight. Clip 5.
You know, I've been saying since last spring when I made the decision not to run that I really did not want to see a multi-car pileup that would just enable Donald Trump. I think we want to have the strongest possible nominee in November. Polls show that that is Nikki Haley, that she's 17 points ahead of Joe Biden, and it's a toss-up with Trump and Biden, and DeSantis is losing. So, yes, I think it's time for the party to get behind Nikki Haley. My friend Chris Christie dropped out of the race in New Hampshire. I appreciate his effort. But I believe that Nikki Haley is the strongest chance for us to put forth our best possible candidate for November.
Okay, and this is very significant for another reason, because Larry Hogan had been widely rumored to be together with Chris Christie and Joe Manchin, one of those possibilities to be on the No Labels ticket. And this is the operation that has accumulated, they say, about $70 million. They're already on the ballot. I believe it's 16 states. They have a position on the ballot. And they are hoping to get a position on nearly all 50. They probably won't get all 50, but they can get most of them. And the idea being that they put together a ticket with one representative from one party running for president, and then you take the other party, because it's No Labels, it's supposed to transcend partisanship. Larry Hogan, the moderate Republican who was governor of Maryland very successfully, has been viewed as a likely candidate for this No Labels nomination. And Joe Manchin has already begun his listening tour, though it looks less and less likely that he will make that race. What did Larry Hogan have to say about that third-party run for No Labels or anyone else? We'll get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Give me more.
The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Entertain your brain every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And this is Michael Medved live right here in sunny, though fairly chill Seattle. It's down around freezing, but not below zero, 45 degrees below zero with the wind chill factor in Iowa right now and more or less statewide. Iowa's not a large state. But what you're talking about is a very large and substantial cold snap that may have an impact on the election, on the caucuses tonight. And one of the things about the caucuses tonight is that a lot of people are suggesting that the cold snap and the difficulty in going to the caucuses will actually help Trump, because his supporters are so dedicated. And actually, the other side of that argument is that Trump does particularly well, dominates, has over 50% support from people who have never caucused before, where this would be their first time caucus. But also the thinking is that with the very, very harsh weather, that those first-time caucus participants who have never done it before are more likely to say, he's going to win anyway. I don't need to. We will find all of that out. Concerning Larry Hogan, the governor of Maryland, two-term governor of Maryland, very popular, he was pretty directly clear on CNN that he is not planning to run with No Labels or any other third-party independent candidacy for president. Not for him. Listen, this is clip 14.
My position on No Labels has not changed. I'm focused on trying to nominate the strongest possible Republican we can, which is why I'm urging everyone to get behind Nikki Haley. I wish my friend Axe could come up with a better nominee for the Democrats, quite frankly, because 70% of the people in America do not want to vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump. But no, they're going to, I think, continue to try to get access to the ballot. They're going to wait and see if we're stuck with these two bad choices and, on the November ballot. And, you know, I think they'll make their decision in March or April, but my position has not changed.
And the position being that he does not plan, apparently, to run with no labels. And again, given the fact that we already have independent candidates who are running and raising money, pretty big time, including Robert Kennedy and Cornel West. And if Cornel West got into the debate, and again, you get into the debate by scoring 15% on national polling. I don't think Cornel West is close to that, and especially since a lot of his votes would be taken over by Jill Stein, who is also running as a Green Party candidate, as she always does, and who knows where Robert Kennedy's candidacy is coming from. There's also talk, there'd been talk 2 weeks ago about Tulsi Gabbard, former Democratic representative from Hawaii, who ran for president last time, didn't gain much traction, but gained a lot of attention, and certainly attention getting in the debates. In any event, she has been talked about. She has left the Democratic Party. She has left Congress. She wasn't voted out. She just didn't run for re-election. She has been conducting a media career and been discussed as a possible running mate for Trump. Now, given the fact that Trump has said that he has already decided on his running mate, would that be a shock, a good move for him? Tulsi Gabbard, she is a military veteran, and she to say she's a conservative would be going too far. I believe she has expressed skepticism about the COVID vaccines and taken other issues that would recommend her as a potential running mate either for Donald Trump or for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. with his campaign, which seems to be flourishing, at least according to the polls. Meanwhile, there is this, and it's really very remarkable. There's a column by Max Boot, written after the testimony, which was Thursday and Friday before the International Court of Justice accusing Israel of genocide. And Max Boot, columnist for the Washington Post and syndicated around the world, says, as Israel's war against Hamas passed the 100-day mark, Israelis struggle to understand how their country could be accused of carrying out genocide in a war they did not start. If any party to the conflict is guilty of attempted genocide, it is Hamas. This terrorist organization, which is explicitly dedicated to the destruction of the Jewish state, has carried out terrible war crimes, including the murder of Israeli civilians, the kidnapping of more than 200 Israelis, including old people and very young children, and the widespread use of rape and sexual violence against Israeli girls and women. Yet last week, it was Israel, not Hamas, that found itself in the dock at the International Court of Justice in The Hague. How can this be? Part of the answer lies, of course, in the double standard that the world routinely applies to the Jewish state. The government of South Africa, which brought the genocide case against Israel, exemplifies this contemptible hypocrisy. The same court to which South Africa now brings its case ruled on March 6th, 2022, that Russia had to stop its illegal war of aggression against Ukraine. Russia ignored the judgment and continues to target Ukrainian cities for destruction. The United States estimates that Russia has killed at least 10,000 Ukrainian civilians, a number that would be far higher if not for Ukraine's robust air defenses. The United Nations has also found that Russian authorities have committed, quote, the war crimes of torture, rape, and other sexual violence, and deportation of children to the Russian Federation. Meanwhile, China brutally oppresses its Uyghur minority, leading the United Nations to charge that its actions might constitute crimes against humanity. The United States calls China repression genocide, yet South Africa refuses to join in condemnation of either Russia or China at the UN. Indeed, last year, South Africa participated in joint naval exercises with China and Russia. Putting this all in context, there's also was a terrific piece over the weekend in the Wall Street Journal about an operation called Memory. Memory, that's M-E-M-R-I. It's called the Middle East Media Research Institute. And what they do is they actually monitor what these terrorists, like the leaders of Hamas, say. And one of the things that was most important recently was that Memory was monitoring Hamas in the midst of the trendy calls for a ceasefire, and this written about in the Wall Street Journal, which is the key to a Hamas victory. Memory's translations have furnished supporters of Israel with a knockdown reply to the people calling for a ceasefire. What good is a ceasefire when Hamas pledges to repeat its October 7th massacre again and again? The quote is from Ghazi Hamad, a Hamas Politburo member, in an October 24th appearance on Lebanese television, just 2 weeks after their first attack. We know about it because Memory was watching. We will do the same thing again and again, Mr. Hamad says in Arabic. The Al-Aqsa flood, Hamas's name for the October 7th operation, is, quote, just the first time, and there will be a second, a third, a fourth. Hamas terrorists are open about their intentions, but they aren't broadcasting it to the West, points out Steve Stolinsky of Memory. When he wants, Mr. Hamad poses as a humanitarian, lately praising Canada, Australia, and New Zealand in English for supporting a ceasefire. Messrs. Carman and Stolinsky, there's the people from Memory, try to bridge the language gap to inform the West. Every so often it works. Memory's translation of Mr. Hamad's remarks have been quoted repeatedly by Secretary of State Antony Blinken and National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. And that is encouraging. So what about foreign policy and all of the other issues? There's a statement, somewhat shocking, by Bernie Sanders. We will get to that. And much more about the politics of Caucus Day on Martin Luther King Holiday Day here in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.